Next patient is Scott Cope. That is S-C-O-T-T. Scott. S as in Sam. C-O-T-T-S. Scott. Cope is C-O-P-E. C as in cat. C-O-P-E. Scott Cope. Date of birth. 3-11-58. Date of visit. 3-21-25. Please make copy for Dr. Geraldo Melo. That is H-A-R-O-L-D-O. Geraldo Melo. M-E-L-O. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Geraldo, thank you for signing. Scott Cope for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 67-year-old obese male who has a previous history for a stroke with loss of vision on the right. Has also gained a lot of weight over the past 6 months. The patient has previously undergone a lap band surgery for obesity and lost over 60 pounds but has gained it back and does have a history for obstructive sleep apnea for which he was placed on a CPAP mask nightly. The patient did have a CT of the chest done in October 24, which showed the lungs to be well expanded with no nodular densities and mild atelectasis with scarring. Scarring. Period. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of obstructive sleep apnea, on CPAP, history for hypertension for over 20 years, and a history for diabetes mellitus type 2. The patient also had lipomas resected from his extremities and he had lap band surgery done in 2015. He had a stroke in October of 24 with vision loss and denies previous history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking and no alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies to triazolam and amoxicillin. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke. Oh, I already mentioned that, I'm sorry. Next, family history. Father died of strokes and heart disease. Mother is alive at age 92. And next paragraph, system review. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. No vertigo or hoarseness or nosebleeds. He has no shortness of breath. But has trouble with his vision. He has apneic episodes and is on CPAP. He has no reflux, GI bleed, or abdominal pains. No chest pain, jaw pain, or arm pain, or calf muscle pains. No leg swelling. I'm sorry, he does have mild leg swelling. And he has urinary frequency, flank pains, and nighttime awakening. He has no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. He has joint stiffness, muscle aches. He has no seizures, headaches, but has memory loss. Next paragraph, medalist included Tresiba, 35 units daily. Synthroid, levothyroxine, 75 micrograms daily. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Aspirin, 1 daily. Tresiba, 35 units in the evening. Sinjardi, 12.5 milligrams, twice daily. And atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Pioglitazone, 45 milligrams daily. And lisproinsulin as prescribed. And Manjaro injection weekly. Next paragraph, allergies, allergies I mentioned. Next, physical exam. This is a very obese elderly white male, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. The blood pressure 138/80, pulse 86, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 276, saturation is 93. H.E.N.E. norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Heart, the absence of irregular, so S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gamma-megaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Extremities with mild peripheral edema. No calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no dead. Next paragraph. Impression number 1 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is a history of CVA. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4 is diabetes mellitus type 2. And next, number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to lose weight. He will go for a polysomnographic study. He'll continue with the present medications. And was advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, M-D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.